Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Line. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Murray and he is out, Wall applying the tag. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klein fields it and throws to second for the out. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobie hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Murray reaches second base with a double. Klein goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz bunts towards first. Simpson scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Murray moves to third. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Suter. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Suter steals second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Murray scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Simpson moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simpson scores. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. Wall strikes out. Two outs. Lou Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to third. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Shantz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-0 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Shantz, and towards Suter, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Murray juggles the ball. That's an error on Murray. Boone moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boone scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy is walked intentionally. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Bob Hooper now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-2 in the game. Wall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Limmer pinch hits for Luke Line. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer strikes out. There goes Wall. The throw from Hegan to Boone, and Wall is out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock now playing second base. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Boone reaches third base with a triple. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Hooper covering. Safe. Boone scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wynn, and towards Rosen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ali Clark pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.